Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, 6-4. This is the third series. This is the second Shir in this series. It should be a Schutz for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion. And this is Mamish Awesome. We are continuing where we left off in the previous Shir. The Rambam writes later on, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalid, with regard to the harigas b'nei Shechem al yedei b'nei Yankif, me'eze tamhu. What was the reason that the b'nei Yaakov killed the b'nei Shechem? So the Rambam claims that it's because they were over on mitzvahs dinim. They didn't set up a court system. The Ramban al Torah says it's because they weren't mekayim the other seven mitzvahs. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows, that the gzeila of Dina was a mice of melchama against Bnei Yaakov, as we're going to explain. And when they come to wage war against us, which is a melchemes mitzvah, it's a matzav of melchama mitzad atzma. And as we saw in the previous shir, a matzav of melchama is hascholas milchama. And once there's a matzah, it doesn't have to be war before, it doesn't have to be a maisa milchama, it could be a matzav of milchama. And if there's a matzav of milchama, that in itself makes it a situation where there's no din of bakasha shalom. And therefore, the Yaakov came upon them and killed all the zacharim, kedin milchama. There was the chiyuv of they didn't have the chiyuv of rigas ayin amin, but they did. There was a din milchama, and there was a matzav of milchama by taking dina, and there's no longer a din of bakasha shalom. And Takan the Gur Aryeh, he writes in pasuk Yud Gimel that it was midin milchama. Uvischilu heim, and if they started, there's no din of kriyas shalom. V'hein hein advarim. Ubaruch shekivanu l'das gedolim kach amar moreinu v'rabenu l'shmol zichro tavus nefesh v'harambam v'haramban. So that's according to our mahalach, that it was midin milchama. They started, there was a matzav of milchama, so mele is no din kriya shalom. The Rambam and the Ramban didn't write like that. It's either they were mekayim mitzvahs din or other sheva mitzvahs, because that's the shitasim. It's not enough there's a matzav milchama, you need a maisim milchama. And that they didn't have yet in the Maaseh of Shechem, and therefore midin milchama, there was a din of kriya shalom, and therefore it must be the din hariga was mitzad acher. However, we discussed in Halacha Aleph, B'divrei Rambam, that there's a din of kriyas shalom gam be'ezrus Yisrael miatzar. Ayin Shalom, Midivrei Merkevus HaMishnah B'zeh, V'ulishitaso. In other words, according to the Rambam, there's a din of Kriya L'Shalom, even in a matzav of Ezris Yisrael Miatzar Shebaleim. Because again, if it's a matzav of milchama, that's not enough. There has to be a maisa milchama. And here there was no maisa milchama by Shechem. And Memela, since there's no maisa milchama, they were not allowed to wage war, so it has to be mitzad acher. They had to kill them either mitzad mitzvahs dinim or mitzad other mitzvahs shevim mitzvahs. But just the fact that they started up, the other side started up, there's still a din of kriya l'shalom. As long as the Maisa Muhammad hasn't yet started. Okay. And with this, now we get to the exciting part, learning the Psukim. B'Psukim, v'par shezu shel harigas b'nei Shechem. Ze perek lamedalid, b'sefer bereshit. Sham, bepasuk lamed, katuv, ויאמר יעקב אל שמעון ואל לוי, אחרתם אויסי, להבישני ביושב האורץ, בקנייני ובפריזי, ואני משא מספר, ונאספו עליי, והיכוני, ונשמדתי אני ובייסי. Jacob says to Shimon and Levi, "Achartem osi. You have caused me trouble. You made me repugnant to those who dwell in the land." Achartem osi, Rashi says, is milashon mayim achurim. It's milashon unclean water. Very interesting, Rashi. Ein daiti tzlula achshav. Now my das isn't solo, my das isn't clear because of what you did. And you made me repugnant to those who dwell in the land, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and I am but few men. If they gather upon me and strike me, I and my house will be destroyed. Vayomru, so they answered, Hakazoni Yasis Achosenu. What, they're going to make our sister like a zona? So what was their answer? Yaakov knew this. It was like a sichat chirshim, where two deaf people talk, they don't hear each other. Unfortunately, we have that with hearing people as well. Yaakov is a tiny to Shimon and Levi. He says, man, you really made me look bad. And you endangered me. And their answer was, are they going to make our sister into a zona? Okay, but you still cause me trouble. You still reval with my das. So what good is it to say that they made our sister and we're going to make our sister into a zona? That doesn't take away Yaakov's taina. That you made me repugnant to the prism, and if they gather and strike me, we're all going to be destroyed. So they knew that they made her, and Yaakov knew that they had violated Dina. But he still had his taina. So what's Shimon and Levi's answer? So the Or Chaim talks about this, the Malbim, others. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, Hakazoyne Hefker. Esach Hosenu Yosach Hasana. This is Sechach Chamim, explains what Rashi's Hechreach was to say that Hakazona means Hefker. How do you know Hakazona means Hefker? Maybe Hakazona means like a Zona. Why Hefker? And what it says in Achartem Osi, Rashi writes from the Medrash Tanchuma, Tzlula Haisa Hachovis VeAchartem Osa. The barrel was clear, and you made it all muddy. Mesoras Haisa Biada Knainim Shibu Bunad BeYankiv Ela Shehayu Oimrim Ada Sheel Tifre. The Kenainim had a tradition that they are going to fall in the hands of Bnei Yaakov. But they said that it's not going to be until they multiply and they inherit the land. And therefore, they were silent. In other words, the Canaanim knew that eventually they were going to have to fight the Bnei Yaakov. But they said it's not going to happen until much later. And therefore they were silent. They didn't fight against the Bnei Yaakov because they didn't think it was time yet. But now that you went ahead and killed the Bnei Shechem, now the Canaanim are going to think, this is wartime. And that's why it's a mashal of Tzlul Ha'isachavis V'achartem Osa. That the barrel was nice and clear, and now you made it all muddy. In other words, everything was clear, so you could drink it, everything was fine. So the Canaanim aren't going to start up with us because they think you're not here to fight. But now it's like you shook the barrel and you brought up the sediment from the bottom. And now you're going to arouse the suspicion of the Canaanim, and now they're going to fight against us. So that's what it means, Achartem. The Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Behuda Bar Simon, Achur Haisa Achavis V'Tzalalnu Osa. The barrel was muddy, and we made it clear. In other words, Yaakov said that you made it muddy. Everything was clear and you made it muddy. And the brothers said, Shimon Levi said, Fakert. It was muddy and we made it clear. So what's the whole din and varim between Yaakov and his sons? It's mehefech ala hefech. He's saying one thing, they're saying the exact opposite. And also, how's this ramuz in the Hakizoni Yasu Sachaseinu? How do you see this conversation in what they said, you're going to make our sister into a zona? We're not going to let them make our sister into a zona. So we have to understand this this parsha. What's their answer to Yaakov when he said, you endangered me? And what's this whole thing? Who's making what muddy? Who's making it clear? So it appears follows, and the whole argument, you made it muddy and we made it right. He says, Achart, Yaakov says, Achart, Mosi. They said, no, fakert, it says in the Medrash. It was already Achura, we made it clear. So it appears follows. Isn't Pasuk Vav, Ubina Yaakov, Bo, Min Asadeh, Kishamam, Vayatzu, Anashim, Vayicha, Lehem, Ha'id. So Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov came from the field when they heard what happened. They're very angry. Kinevala asa b'Yisrael, because something terrible had fallen among Israel, some disgrace. Lishkav is Bas Yaakov, v'chein lo yasa, to sleep with Bas Yaakov, and this is not allowed to be done. And this pasuk was said between pasuk vav and pasuk ches. Pasuk vav is v'yetze chamor shchem el Yaakov l'daber ito. Shchem, chamor, the son, the father of Shchem, went to speak to Yaakov. That's pasuk vav. And then Pasuk Zion is Bnei Yaakov come from the field. They're very angry. Something terrible had happened. And then Pasuk Ches comes. Vayidab rechamor itam leimor. So what's the union of this hefsek? As we have a hefsek in the psukim. First we have that Chamor comes to speak to Yaakov. Pasuk Vav. And then we have the sons of Yaakov coming. They're very angry. They're pained and angry because such a disgraceful thing had happened. Such cannot be done. And then Vayter in Pasuk Ches, we go back to Chamor. And Chamor said, you know, my son Shechem really wants your daughter. Can we make this happen? Let's trade. We'll marry you. You'll marry us. We'll all be live happily ever after. So what's the hefsek of Pasuk Zion in the middle of the Bnei Yaakov coming and being very pained and angry? Malbim talks about this. We also have to understand what it is in Pasuk Hay. The Yaakov Shama Kitime is Dina Bito, Uvanov Hayu as Mikneu. So here it just says Kitime, that they contaminated Dina. And then in Pasuk Zion Vayter, it says Nivola, B'chein Lo Yose. Earlier on it was just Time, now it's a Nivola. So why doesn't it say about Yaakov? He heard that the Nevala was done to his daughter. So it would appear that by Yaakov, it says only Kitime as Dina Bito, V'hainu ala p'giya b'bito bo. There's a p'giya here. There's a great insult to his daughter and to him. And that it says in Pasuk Hey, in Pasuk Vav, that Bnei Yaakov, when they heard about this, they were very pained. But then when it says Vayichar, they were very angry. K'vichen lo yose, Rashi says, Lanus habesulos, Shumas Gajarat Samana Raisai Dea Mabu. Why were they angry? This is not something that should be done. Rashi says to afflict the Basulos, because the Umos were careful about Arayas, but through the Mabul, Ein Shem Baramban, Torah Shlema there brings from the Rishon and Legabe Onis, they're careful not to rape. And that's what Rashi says, Lanos HaBasulos, because it was against her will. And if Shem did this anyway, it's because of what it says afterwards, Hakazayna, Rashi says Hefker. In other words, they have no schus in Eretz Yisrael. It's like Hefker. So Rashi writes Lanos HaBasulos, which is to afflict the Basulos, that's the rape. Because it's against her das, it's against her ratzon. So why did Shechem do this anyway? Because of what it says afterwards, Hakazona. And that's why Rashi writes Hefker. He's making her into, they made her into Hefker. In other words, according to the way they were looking at it, according to the way Shechem was looking at it, the Bnei Yaakov have no schus in Eretz Yisrael. It's like Hefker. And therefore it doesn't matter whether they have Ratzon or no Ratzon. Because they're Hefker. And V'lav V'chal Hai Gadu Ratzman Heim. They weren't goading themselves in the Arayas over here because they figured Din is Hefker. Because by Hefker, it's no difference between Onus and Ratzon. It's the same thing. We see this in Medrash Rabbah, Zion, and what it says in Mekneh, Mekneh, V'chol Pemtam, V'lalanu Heim, that Shechem told the people in Chamor that all the Jews have, all of their cattle and their acquisitions, their animals, they're all ours. So the Medrash says, several the mechfas v'achasafon v'as chafahon v'as chas chap v'as chapson v'as chaptun. And the Mefarshim explain that what they wanted to do was they wanted to steal and inherit all the mammon of Yaakov and his sons, and they ended up having their own things taken. But in their mind, they wanted to steal. They wanted to take it. Why? Because they held that Bnei Yaakov have no schus. They're like Hefker. And then it says, "Ki nevala asa b'Yisrael, lishka b'sves Yaakov uchen lo yase." In other words, we have the Vayis Atzvu. They were very pained. The brothers of Yaakov were, the sons of Yaakov were very pained. Why were they pained? Ki timiyaz dina. Because they were metame dina. So the brothers were very pained. Vayisatzvu anashim. And that's connected to what it says in the second clause in the pasuk, ki nevala asa b'Yisrael. There's a nevala here. There's a disgraceful thing here. That's connected to what it says earlier, that they were metame dina, Yaakov's daughter. And then vayter it says here in the pasuk in the first clause, vayichar lehem me'od. They were very angry. And connected to that it says at the end of the pasuk in the second clause, lishka b'spes Yaakov v'chein lo yose. That he slept with Bas Yaakov. And this should not be done. Why shouldn't it be done? Like we saw again in Rashi. Lanus Abisulos, because the Umos Gazu al Atzman al Idea Mabu min Arayis. So they separated themselves from Arayis. So Memela, this is not something that should be done in Israel. Why did they do it? Because they viewed her as Hefker. Otherwise, Lo Yaseh, this is not going to be done. So they were Machshiv Bnei Yaakov, is not having Schrios in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Vayichar lehem me'od. So we have the Vayisyatzvu anashim, kinevalas we saw because they were metame dina. And then Vayichar lehem me'od, they got very angry because lishkabes b'si Yaakov v'chein lo yose. Is that something that should be done? Because it's not, they were goder atzmim and arayis. They separated themselves from illegal relations. Why did they do this? Because they viewed her as a zone, as Hefker, like Rashi says. So that made them very angry. A, that they were metame dina, and B, that they viewed her as Hefker, and that we're Hefker, and our money is Hefker, and they can just take our things. Ulefi zev, mashkitu pasuk chet, v'tet, chamor v'ishchem says, What does he say to them? He says in the next pasuk, "Vaydaber chamor itam lemor shchem benichash ganavshi bevitchem, tnu na utza lo liisha, give dina to shchem as a wife." You'll give us our daughters. You'll take our daughters, right? We'll make marriages. We'll intermarry. Rachmana Litzlan. So the Rachmana Litzlan is me, not Chamor speaking. Then it says in Pasuk Yud, V'itanu teishevu. And then he says to them, and you can have the land. In other words, until now you had no schus. And only now the Nesi Aretz, Chamor, is giving them a schus in Eretz Yisrael. And Shechem himself offered money. In Pasuk Yud Beis, what does it say in Pasuk Yud Beis? Harbu alai ma'od ma'or ha-matan, ve'et nakashir tomra alai yisnu li asanara li'isha. Now Shechem is talking. Ask for a high dowry and gift, and I'll give it to you. She's worth the money, this girl. That's what Shechem says. So it's for a dowry, and also a penalty I have to pay for raping her. So I'll pay. I was a ma'anis. I'll pay for that. And then it says in Pasuk Zion, as a hakdama to what Chamor said, that's the hefsek that we had. Right? Chamor is coming to offer payment. Chamor comes along and says, yeah, we'll intermarry. And then you can have a schus in the land. And that we had in Pasuk Zion. So when they heard this, they were very, very upset. What were they upset about? What were they pained about? For two things we said, because A, what they had been mitame tina, and B, because it was done because they have no schus in Eretz Yisrael, so they were hefker, and Dina was hefker. And that was the vayichal emel. So you see in Pasuk Zion that the Bnei Yaakov understood that they did have a schus, that they weren't hefker and Dina wasn't hefker. So that's the Vayichal Lehemeot. They got very angry that she was treated like hefker, because this means that they have no right to Eretz Yisrael. They're hefker. It doesn't matter what rotzim they have, and Umayla Dina can be violated like that. So what does Shechem say? Shechem says, no, we'll give you a chelik in the land. So that makes things worse. They're not going to be mispious now, because the saying, what do you mean you're going to do us a favor and give us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? It was ours to start with. And that's akdama to what it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'anu Yaakov is Shechem es Chamor aviv b'mirma. So the sons of Yaakov answered Shechem and Chamor, his father, with mirma. Ve'idabru asher time es Dina achosam. And they spoke that he contaminated Dina, their sister. So this is a very difficult Pasuk to understand. First of all, what does it mean that they came to Mirma? They came deceitfully. Rashi says, you know what the deceit was? It was with Chachma. They came with Chachma. And what do they say? They say, get a bris milah, etc. So what's the great Chachma here? And second of all, what is the inyan here of vayidaberu? Asher time es din achosam. Vayanu bnei Yaakov es shchem es chamor aviv b'mirma vayidaberu. Asher time es din achosam. The chasar muvam, what does that mean? Asher time es din achosam. So Rashi has a pshat, it's a little bit of a difficult pshat to say in the pasuk. So what does it mean by Asher Time is Din Achosam? Chaim, others. Also, we also have to understand what it says in the beginning of the pasuk. Vayanu v'nei Yaakov. And then Vayidaberu. What's the Vayanu and the Vayidaberu? And then in pasuk Gedalet again, it says Vayomru. What are these three amiros? So based on what we explained as follows, Vayanu is Lanos al dvarav lefidaito. What's lefidas Shechem? What's the whole nidon here? That Shechem was metame edina. That's the whole issue. The time is achoisim, not that they took her like hefker, but that they were metame her. That it's hefker, that they have no kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, and they're hefker, and their girls are hefker. That's what Shechem understood. But the fact that he was metame edina, so that's a different story. The fact that they're hefker is one thing. But that he was metame dina, so he's answering the fee that's the issue over here. That's what Shechem understood the issue was. So that's Vayanu. And that's the Chachma. The Chachma is Lefi Dvarav. Is Lefi Dvarav, that's the issue here. The issue is that he was metame dina. That's the only issue, not who owns Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Chachma, the Daber Emes Lefi Dvarav. And that's Vayidaberu. What do they speak about? The Vayanu is their answering Lefi Daito. That's the Vayanu. They answered Lefi Daito. And therefore, what was the Vayidaberu? Vayidaberu about them being Betami Dina Choysam. The Ania is that they answered Lefi Daito. Now, the first Pasuk is saying that they were just going along with Shechem's train of thought. That the only issue here was that he was Betami Dina. And then Vimele Vaidaber, that's what they were speaking about. And then it says Vayomru, and then the next pasuk it says what they actually said. So Vayanu ben Yaakov is Shechem es Chamor Aviv b'mirma Vaidaber. Vayanu, they followed his train, Shechem's train of thought. And therefore Vaidaberu, they spoke to Afka about the fact that he was Metam Medina. That the issue here is just that he was Metami Dina. And therefore, Vayomru, what did he say? What did they say? They said, listen, we can't do this to give our daughter, our sister to a man with an orla, it's a cherpa, etc. But again, the Chachma was talking the Fidaito Shel Shechem. And that's Asherti Mez Dina Choysam. And obviously, he thought that was the only issue, not the fact that they have no chelik in Eretz Israel. But the truth is, they have another taina which they didn't talk about at all. And that's why they took their nakama, as we are going to see. אז עכשיו נראה שזה הנידון פסוקים למד ולמד א'. ויום יעקב השם מלא ביחר את המועצי לה ושנה ביושע ארץ בקנאים ופיץ ונעשה מספר. ונעץ פולה יקוי נשמע דיני ובייסי. ויום החזון יעשה חליסנו. Like we said earlier, Yaakov only spoke about Time Ezbita. He didn't have this issue of making her like a zona, like Hefker, and that we have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He was just bothered by the Time Ezdina. And not the schus v'ashlila mimenu hamunach b'maisezeh, that he has no schus in Eretz Yisrael. And Memel up there here, they can just the Goyim can just take advantage of his daughter. דבמילא אין זה חושב קבוע עליהם למלחמה, שיקרא לשבי להפקיע זכוסו של שכנגדה. So therefore, as far as Yaakov is concerned, this isn't a war. Because what does a war do? The war takes away the zchus of the opponent. And that's what it means. In other words, there's no matzav of milchama. The barrel was clear. There was clear water in the barrel. There was clear liquid in the barrel. And there was no milchama, which is like a mixture. So there was no muddiness here. El tzlula haisa. It wasn't a matzav milchama v'shlila aschus. And you achartem haisa. You made it into a war. And what's going to be the end? The end is going to be we're a small number and we're going to be destroyed. And then they answered, Hakazoni Yasis Achaseinu. Rashi says, Hefker Es Achasana. In other words, like the Medrash Rabbah says, Adarabba. Vasaisim Es Achaseinu Kehefker Achorahim Es Achavis. No, they were the, we didn't make it Achartem. We didn't make this, the barrel all muddy, all. All disturbed. They were the ones who did it. They started the war. But they made the chavis into. They made the barrel all muddy. In other words, they're making this matzav of milchama, of this mixture, that it's not clear anymore. Because we have a schus in Eretz Yisrael, and when they negate our schus, that's a milchama. And Adarabba, we cleared it up when we killed them. And therefore, that was mevatel the milchama. And there was a chiv and din milchama. Rashi says, Esach Hoseinu Yasach Hasana. And then already the Sivsei Chachamim explains why. Because Rashi's answering the kasha. Maybe Hakizona should be Hakibizona. Then it would mean, should he do with our sister as one does with a harlot? So then Zona would mean a Zona, would mean a harlot, would mean a prostitute. As opposed to Rashi, who says it means Hefker. So therefore, Rashi cites Unkelus, who translates S as Yas. In other words, doesn't mean with. It doesn't mean with. If it would have meant with, Im, then it wouldn't have been translated as Yas. Because Zona could have been Hakib Zona Asu Esach Hoseinu. Are they going to do with their sister like a Zona? And therefore, it's with her, because as Sifsei Chacham says in the previous shtickle, only a woman who willingly is mafkir herself is called a zona. So how could Shechem make her a zona if she didn't willingly abandon herself? So Rashi says that Shechem made her as if she's hefker. Why did Shechem make her as if she's hefker? Shechem made her as if she's hefker because you have no right to Eretz Yisrael. So you're hefker. Your property is hefker, and you have no right to be b'chlal. So maybe we can just take your, we can just take your sister, and your daughter. So as far as being mitame her, that they contaminated her, so that already, that he was answering, and he said, okay, we'll all intermarry, and we'll live happily ever after. But the real problem here, which Shechem didn't relate to, was that they made her hefker. Was that they in Shechem's mind, we had no right to be here. So the Mimela, we're Hefker. Our property is Hefker. Our daughter is Hefker. Everything is Hefker. So that was the answer. Hakazoni Yasu Sachosena. In other words, he was the one who started the war. We didn't start the war. You, Yaakov's sons, were saying. You, Yaakov, were saying, we started the war. We were Ma'acher. We made it all muddy. We made it all troubled. But no, it was him who made it all troubled. He started the war, not us. And Adarabba, we made it clear, because when we killed him, then we stopped the war. We ended the war. So the best way to end the war is to defeat your enemy. Because that's the din of Milchemes Mitzvah. When you have a Milchama, so you don't worry about the Sakana. You're right, there's a Misei Mispar. You're right, we're a small number. But this is a din Milchama. He made our sister into a Zona. Meaning he made her hefker, meaning that they were negating our rights. They said we have no rights to this land. We're hefker. We have no right to be here. So that's a declaration of war. When they took Dina, that was a declaration of war. So the only thing you do when someone declares war is you fight back, and you don't have to worry about sakana. When it comes to war, there's no sakana. Now we understand Pasuk Chav Zayin. And it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, "Bnei Yaakov bo al chalolin, ve'avozu ha'ir asher timu achosam." That Yaakov's sons came upon the slain, and they looted the city, and had defiled their sister. So, have to understand, what does it mean Asher Timu Achosa? We know that's what it's talking about. So what's the Chiddush of Asher Timu Achosa? It says in the Pasuk, B'nei Yaakov bo al achalalim v'yavol zo'ir Asher Timu Achosa. We know that's what the whole story was about. So the answer is that Shaar B'nei Yaakov Pashtu ala ir lo midin melchama, the rak mishum asher timu achosa. The rak shimu levi nakdu din melchama la argus kula. The brothers, this is talking about the brothers, Yaakov's sons. They came to take booty. Once they died, they took the booty. But they didn't hold there was a din melchama here. They were just taking it because they were matami their sister. Now the Shimon and Levi were learning there's a din melchama la'arugas kula, because they started the war. They held word hefker. And now there's no din of kriya l'shalom anymore because this is wartime and war there's a matzav of melchama, and a matzav of melchama there's no kriya l'shalom. This is Haschalas Melchama. But Yaakov's other sons didn't hold it was a Melchama, and they were just going to take the booty because Timi Achosa, and that's what the Pasuk here says, B'nei Yaakov Ba'al Cham B'yavazir Shetimu Achosa. They were just coming to the city because they were Matami, their sister, and therefore they were taking the booty, but they didn't hold it was a matzav of war. And the other, so they were coming mitzat Tashlumei Boshes, Alatuma. They are Mitami Dina, they have to pay Boshes, like the Or HaChaim writes. V'mir mahaya la'arigas Shechem b'lvad. V'kumo shekasev shem ha-Ramban. V'ayinu d'amnam gozal, aval rak Shechem chata. V'rak l'das Shimon v'levi, agelzo mitzad das kulam shem kehefker. V'ayidei zev alei din melchama, mishum hachi ne'emal b'bnei Yaakov shenat l'shal la'ir. Shlo'ei zev midin melchama kemavur b'Rambam b'lach ha-Gimel. Chiyuv netila shalo. El shoy ze raka al ze asher timu achoysam. Kanal midin boishes. Rak shimon v'levi naktu din melchama. And therefore only they killed all the zecharim shabir. So, as the Ramban explains, the mirma was that they were trying to get them to circumcise, but they didn't think everybody would circumcise. Just Shechem would. And then they can go ahead and kill Shechem. So that was the mirma that Yaakov agreed to. Because he was the one who sinned, he was the one who did the, he was the one who took Dina, he was Matami Dina. But Shimon and Levi had a different mahalach. They said that it's meet the gezel was midas kulam. Because everybody holds that we're hefker. And if everybody holds we're hefker and it was al das kulam, that means this is a matzav of mulchama. And therefore it says that Bnei Yaakov took the booty. But it wasn't mitin mulchama. As we spoke about in an earlier shira, there's a chiyuv netila shalom. No, they just took it mishum shetimu dima achosam because they were taking the payment for the boshes for their being mitami dina. But as far as Yaakov, as far as Shimon and Levi is concerned, it was a din mulchama. And they killed all the zecharim in the city because they understood it differently than the other Bnei Yaakov. The other Bnei Yaakov understood that it wasn't a matzav melchama b'chlal. It was just he was mitami dina and Shechem deserved to be punished, but not everybody. And then comes along Shimon and Levi. And they killed everybody because they held that it was a declaration of war over here by taking Dina because we're Hefker. And therefore it says they vayvo alir betach vayagu kol zocher. They killed all the males because it was midin, including Shechem and Chamor. And then they took Dina away. Or like the Ramban says that they figured at least they'll be in pain. And they'll be able to take Dina back. They can kill Shechem. They can take Dina back. But this whole war thing, right? Yaakov didn't believe in that. Either did the sons of Yaakov. Just Shimon and Levi had a different mahalach. They said this is war because they were negating their rights to Eretz Yisrael. They said we're hefker. And therefore there's no din of Bakasha Shalom. So according to the Rambam, they were killed because they didn't set up a court system. According to the Ramban, they were killed because they weren't b'chal keeping the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. And the only reason Yaakov was upset was because he endangered them. He endangered everybody because it wasn't B'nai Yaakov's job to kill them. But according to our Mahalach, what we're saying is that it was the reason they were killed is because it was a time of war. They had declared war by making Dina Hefker. That's Hakazoni Asa Hasenu Hefker. We're Hefker, and therefore we have no right, according to Shem, we have no right, they have no right to be in Eretz Yisrael. So in Yaakov's view, what are you starting up with them for? Everything was nice and clear, and they knew eventually we were going to try to take the land, but it wasn't our time yet, so they left us alone. Now you got them all riled up. But according to Bnei Yaakov, it was fakert. They had already declared the war, and therefore there's not a time of shalom. There's no inyan of pikuach nefesh and sekhanes nefashas. So you don't care about that, and you have to fight them. And Yaakov understood it was just kitime es dina bito, like the pasuk says. It was just an inyan of them being mitame dina. So for that, I write to din with Shechem, but not with everybody. But the brothers understood differently. The brothers, vayichar lehem. What's the vayichar? They weren't only pained by what was done to Shechem, by what was done to Dina. They were also angry. They were angry because they v'chem lo yaseh. Lan was habasul shumuskad ratzim min arayis adi amabu. They were going to themselves some rice. What are you taking her for? The answer is because they saw her as hefker. If they saw her as hefker, b'meila were hefker, and we have no right to the land. And if we're hefker, we have no right to the land. So then, this is war. This is a declaration of war. It's a declaration of war. It's a matzav of milchama. So this is no time to make peace. So that's possibly the mahalach in this parasha. Nifla ma'id, 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 ma'id. And Be'ezel Hashem Yisbarach, we have concluded. Or at least for now, obviously, we still have tons to talk about. But for now, we've concluded our series on Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. And next up, we have very exciting Halacha Hey to look forward to. Okay, great. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.